You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Brethren, you notice the scripture saying that God was angry with them for 40 years. Because of sin. For 40 years. Because of sin. So those 40 years, they were actually under the anger of God. Because of sin. Now, people don't understand this. That's why God had to make provision for deliverance from sin. So that you can be saved from his wrath. But just as the children of Israel could not enter the promised land, the same thing is happening to many who profess to be Christians today. They also do not enter the promised land. What is that promised land? That promised land is Christ. That promised land is the life of Jesus, is the way of the kingdom, is the message of the kingdom of heaven. Many Christians today are really struggling and quietly frustrated. Some of them are blaming their pastors. Some of them are blaming God. Some of them are blaming the church and so on. But the real problem is actually unbelief. Everything that God had accomplished in Jesus, the only way you can walk in it is to believe. You see, many Christians don't believe, but they assume that they believe. I will give you an example. When the Lord said, "Do not worry about tomorrow," he said, "Sufficient for tomorrow is the evil thereof." He said, "But you seek first the kingdom of God." That means that you are not to live in trouble. You are not to worry about tomorrow. But what do many Christians do? They worry about even the next 5 minutes. They worry about 10 years' time. They worry about 20 years' time. That means you simply didn't believe the words of Jesus. And I tell you, the word of God is spiritual. Until you believe it, until you trust it, you cannot experience what that word guarantees. You can't. You can keep hearing it every day. You just be wondering, why is God working with some people and he's not working with you? God is not partial. You simply don't believe him. You simply don't take him for his word. That's why you have not experienced this kingdom life. It sounds strange when you meet somebody who truly shares the kingdom life. It sounds strange to you. But you also have equal opportunity to experience the kingdom life. But you simply don't believe the word of God. Did you know that when the Lord said, "Love your enemy, do good to them that hate you," do you know you should believe those words? But you don't believe it. That's why you are going here and here, praying, joining people to pray for their enemies to die, because you never truly believe the word of God. So you can never experience Jesus. Jesus will just be a lovely idea from afar to you. You will just be wondering, what are people talking about? Why are they talking so intimate about Jesus? Why are they talking about this kingdom life? Did you know he said that if you seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things shall be added unto you? Do you truly believe that? Are you truly living that in your life? So the scripture says, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Just the same way the children of Israel could not enter the promised land. And you see, 40 years in the wilderness, the same thing is happening today. People have believed the Lord for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years. They are still struggling. The same fears they had 20 years ago is still troubling them today. Why? They have simply refused to believe in the word of God. The Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing." As simple as that statement may sound, it will deliver you from high blood pressure. It will deliver you from trouble, from sorrow, from fears. But you simply don't believe him. Because if you believe that word, you will be anxious for nothing. I tell you, brethren, the only way we can experience Jesus is still by faith. You must believe. You are saved by faith. You will continue to be saved by faith, and you will continue to grow in this work by faith. In fact, the scripture says, the just shall live by faith. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.